Page 147. Exercise F. Listen for main ideas.
Conservation biologist Juliana Machado Ferreira is on the front lines in the fight against wildlife trafficking in her home country of Brazil. The South American country has seen a rise in the illegal sale of various species of wildlife. National Geographic Learning talked with Ferreira about her work protecting Brazil's wild animals. What is wildlife trafficking?
There are several different kinds of trafficking. There is trade in animal parts and products. These are used for souvenirs or fashion accessories, cosmetics, and drugs. There is also the trade in animals for zoos and private collectors. And finally, there is trafficking of live wild animals for pets.
Can you describe the market for wild animals as pets in Brazil? How big is it? Which animals are the most popular?
The government does not have a figure for the entire illegal wildlife trade. But just to give you an idea, the government seized more than 30,000 live animals just in the state of São Paulo in 2006. Birds are by far the most popular wild animals for pets in Brazil. Hundreds of thousands of wild birds are sold annually in street markets in Brazil.
What are the consequences of this type of wildlife trafficking?
If the current level of wildlife trafficking continues, some of these species may soon become extinct. The disappearance of these species has consequences not only for entire ecosystems, but also to human quality of life. It's important to protect and maintain biodiversity.
What happens to the animals when the police find them?
Many people think that when police find these animals, that the problem is solved. But that's just the beginning. Then the real problems begin. If the police see the animals being collected, then the animals can be released immediately. But if the animals are already far away from their original habitat, they cannot be released so easily.
Why not? Why is it important to release animals in their original habitat?
Brazil is a huge country. One species may exist in many different areas with a wide range of climate conditions, such as temperature and rainfall. Each population has adapted to these specific conditions. There are also genetic differences across the populations. If animals from one region are released in a different environment, they may not be able to cope with these different conditions. This process is very complicated and expensive.
How do you hope your work will help with this problem?
My work is aimed at developing scientific techniques to combat traffickers more effectively. Using genetic markers, we have the potential to identify the origins of the birds seized by police, but the research is still in an early stage. We need to collect enough data to detect differences among the bird populations. If we can do that, we may be able to use these techniques to return healthy birds to a spot in the wild where they have the best chance of survival.
What message do you want to get out to the public about this issue?
Most people have no idea that buying a parrot can have a devastating impact on nature and support a whole system of illegal activities. That's why educating consumers is crucial. Often, just giving them facts changes minds and behavior. The message is that these wild species are not pets for your amusement. They belong in the wild.